This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Storms that dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes killed at least 21 people in small towns and big cities across the U.S. South and Midwest. They tore a path through the Arkansas Capitol and collapsed the roof of a packed concert venue in Illinois. People throughout the region were stunned with the damage's scope. Confirmed or suspected tornadoes in at least 8 states destroyed homes and businesses, splintered trees, and lay waste to neighborhoods across a broad swath of the country. The dead included 7 in one Tennessee county, 4 in the small town of Wynn, Arkansas, 4 in Illinois, and 3 in nearby Sullivan, Indiana. Other deaths were reported in Alabama and Mississippi, along with 1 near Little Rock, Arkansas. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested a controversial plan to revamp the country's legal system on Saturday, despite Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's suspension of the changes earlier in the week. The protesters gathered Saturday in Tel Aviv for the 13th weekly demonstration, raising Israeli flags and banners against plans to weaken the Supreme Court. The protests have been going on since Netanyahu's government, the most right-wing in Israel's history, introduced the changes. But Monday, Netanyahu delayed the overhaul plan that deeply divided Israelis, saying he wanted to avoid civil war by making time to seek a compromise with political opponents. Protest organizers, however, vowed to keep up the pressure, calling for the plans to be scrapped. Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces have said they will delay the signing of an agreement to usher in a civilian government. The postponement of the signing comes as key security reform negotiations between the Sudanese army and the country's powerful paramilitary forces appear to have reached a deadlock. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, VOA News. A self-styled far-right propagandist is facing up to 10 years in prison after a Brooklyn federal jury convicted him of charges alleging he conspired to deprive individuals of their right to vote in the 2016 presidential election. The jury returned its verdict on Friday against Douglas Mackey after a one-week trial. His lawyer says he's confident an appeals court will vacate the conviction. The U.S. attorney in charge said the jury rejected Mackey's cynical attempt to use the First Amendment free speech protections to shield himself from criminal liability for a voter suppression scheme. As Taiwan's diplomatic partners dwindle and turn instead to rival China, Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen is aiming to shore up ties with the self-governing island's remaining allies during a trip this week to Central America. China has meanwhile been funneling money into Latin America as it pressures countries in the region to break off relations with Taiwan and Guatemala and Belize. Tsai is expected to bring an open checkbook. But in a region under growing Chinese influence, analysts say Taiwan may have already lost the game. After her husband survived a fire which killed dozens of migrants at a detention center in northern Mexico, Venezuelan Viangli Infante crossed into the United States on Saturday in search of new opportunities for herself and her 3 children. Infante's husband, Edward Caraballo, was transferred by ambulance from a hospital in Ciudad Juarez, where the fire happened, to a health center in El Paso, Texas, where he's receiving oxygen for damage to his lungs. A fire on Monday night broke out at an detention center run by Mexico's National Migration Institute. 39 migrants died. They were from Colombia, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Venezuela, and pushing Mexican authorities to promise tough consequences for those responsible. A top Ukrainian cleric from a church with alleged Moscow ties was sentenced to house arrest on Saturday after a hearing into whether he glorified invading Russian forces and stoked religious divisions. Kyiv is cracking down on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church on the grounds it is pro-Russian and collaborating with Moscow. The church denies those claims. In a statement, the UOC said a court in Kyiv had also ordered Metropolitan Pavlo to wear an electronic bracelet. The Interfax Ukraine and Ukraine Forum news agencies said Pavlo had been given 60 days of house arrest. And Pakistan said Saturday that 4 of its soldiers were killed when a group of terrorists from across the Iranian side of the border attacked a routine military patrol operating between the 2 countries. More at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.